From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon reported today that airstrikes in Afghanistan have taken such a toll that the Taliban military there is losing its ability to respond. With U.S. aircraft reportedly able to operate almost anywhere in the country at any time, commanders say they can order attacks on the targets most likely to weaken the Taliban's grip on the country. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Each day, Pentagon officials report that the Taliban military is weaker, that Taliban troops are on the run, and that the forces fighting them on the ground are making steady progress. In the north of Afghanistan, this means the rebel units in the Northern Alliance. Yesterday, Pentagon officials said the Northern Alliance was within a few miles of the key city of Mazar-e Sharif. Today, the Deputy Operations Director of the Joint Staff, Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, said Northern Alliance troops are at the Mazar-e Sharif airport. The Taliban's loss of that airport, Stuffelbeam said, would be an important development not just for the Northern Alliance, but for the U.S. military as well.
It's a large airport. It would provide a number of allies or coalition forces, if control of that area was available to the U.S. or others, to be able to move closer into the country.
If the U.S. military can establish a staging area inside Afghanistan, U.S. forces would be far more able to move freely with less concern for the basing rights they may or may not get from neighboring countries. In the last 2 weeks, U.S. forces have repeatedly struck Taliban military targets around Mazar-e Sharif. Pentagon officials say that's partly because they'd like to get access to the airport. It's also because the Taliban troops at Mazar-e Sharif are tied especially closely to the Al-Qaeda network of Osama bin Laden. The so-called 55th Taliban Brigade, dominated by Al-Qaeda fighters, has a large presence in Mazar-e Sharif, U.S. officials say. The willingness of U.S. commanders to target Taliban forces around Mazar-e Sharif contrasts with their reluctance to hit Taliban forces north of Kabul, the capital, where Northern Alliance troops are poised to move. Rear Admiral Stuffelbeam said today that whether strikes help the Northern Alliance is just one factor to be considered when targeting plans are made.
We are systematically attacking those elements of the Taliban military that will take away the Taliban's capability to support Al-Qaeda. Where those cross in support of the Northern Alliance objectives are a good thing.
But to say Northern Alliance objectives drive U.S. strategy, Stuffelbeam said, would be wrong. The shifting U.S. target patterns in Afghanistan in part reflect the success U.S. aircraft have had in destroying the Taliban's air defense system. With U.S. pilots now able to fly more or less wherever they want in Afghanistan, Rear Admiral Stuffelbeam says U.S. commanders yesterday began establishing engagement zones where a variety of Taliban military forces might well be hit.
We have attacked those fixed sites that we wanted to attack. We are now looking at those other military instruments, if you will, those other military articles to attack to help bring down the Taliban's power.
The choice of targets to hit in these engagement zones will be made by air controllers who are themselves aboard some of the aircraft flying over the country. When U.S. special forces are sent into Afghanistan, defense officials say, forward air controllers will be on the ground there directing U.S. aircraft toward certain targets. That day is clearly approaching. A U.S. defense official confirms that U.S. special forces, complete with helicopters, have now been positioned aboard the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. The Kitty Hawk left many of its own carrier-based aircraft behind when it deployed from Japan to the region. The idea was to leave room to accommodate the special forces units. The defense official tells NPR the Kitty Hawk now has those forces on board and ready to go. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.